Welcome to Maseches Harayos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 2, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Asham Talui. We've learned before an Asham Talui, which literally means an Asham, a guilt offering that's hanging. It means a person violates something and they're not sure if they violated it. They did it misafik. They ate a piece of meat. They're not sure if it's shuman, permitted fats, or chelev, prohibited fats. And it has to be something which, if they did do it intentionally, that'd be karis. And now, when they did it accidentally, if it was done accidentally, it would bring a chatos. But here, they're not sure if they violated the sin, then they're bringing an Asham Talui. So it says the Mishnah HaYachad, an individual, VeHaNasi, as well as the king of the Jewish people, Chayavin, they are liable if, let's say, they find themselves in this predicament. U'Mashiach u'Bezdin, but the Kohen Gadol, and Bezdin Peturim, they're exempt, they don't bring it. Asham Vadai, let's say a definitive Asham, means a guilt offering, it's a type of carbon, just like there's a Oila, burnt offering, a Chatas, a sin offering, there's something called an Asham, a guilt offering. We find the Torah that it's brought for five different things. Number one called Asham Gzeles. If a person, let's say, steals something, he denies that he stole it, he swore falsely, and then we find out the truth, he brings a carbon asham vadai, he brings asham gezeles, he brings a sin offering, for a guilt offering for stealing. There's something called asham me'ilas. If a person was me'il, he committed me'ila, me'ila is actually a mesachta in the Mishnayis, means a person derived benefit or removed an object that belonged to Hekdesh, that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Asham shivcha charufa, a guilt offering for a shivcha charufa, means a person who has relations with a Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is a maidservant that was half freed. She's Chatzi ben Evan, Chatzi ben Charon, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi ben Charon. And she is Me'ureseth. She is betrothed to an Evad Ivri, to a Jewish servant. So he has to bring a Karban Asham, Asham Nazir. If let's say a Nazir becomes Tamei during the days of his Naziris, and then he becomes Tar, he brings a Karban Asham. And finally, Asham Metzaira. When a Metzaira, a leper, brings after he is healed from his tzaras and he becomes tar, he brings a carbon asham. So all these five aforementioned ashamas, hayachid, vehanasi, vehamashiach, hayavin, an individual, the king, or the kohen mashiach, brings. Ubezdin peturim. But the court is pat. Let's say they ruled about gezela or me'ila or shivcha charupa, etc., etc., and the congregation follows their issuing halacha, they're pater from bringing an asham. Continues the Mishnah, something we saw previously in Mishnah, al shmiyas ha'koil. Let's say a person swears that he doesn't know testimony and he does, or he just swears falsely in general, or Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, someone comes into the Beis Mikdash when they're Tamei, or they eat a carbon when they're Tamei, Bezdin Peturim, in that situation, Bezdin does not have to bring a carbon if they rule about that. Yachid, Vanasi, VaMashiach, and similarly, a Yachid, an individual, a Nasi, the king, or the Kohen Mashiach, they're Chayav, just like we said before about a regular standard Asham. However, the Kohen Gadol is different in one area, and that is Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, coming to the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tomei, or eating a carbon one is Tomei, that Divrei Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, he is not going to be liable. Concludes the Mishnah, Umohi Mivin, which carbon does an individual, a Nasi, the Melech, or the Mashiach bring, let's say, I'm Shmias Kal, Bitois Vasayim, by swearing falsely, Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, carbon Oilevi Yerid, a carbon Oilevi Yerid is a carbon that's brought depending on what a person's financial ability is, if they bring a larger animal, a smaller animal, even less than that, and a kohen melech, and a kohen bring a behema for a chatas, a kispa or a seira. Reb Lezer says, Anasi may be sire. He says that the melech, who violates Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, he brings a sa'ir, he brings a goat, and he's different than the rest of them, that's how he brings it, he doesn't have another option. Wish you a fantastic day, and a wonderful rest of your week.